The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy.
Welcome to the Everyday Saints Podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and today is the 85th birthday of Pope Francis, which makes it the perfect time to take a look at his life and some of his more famous sayings. So let's get started. You know that the man formerly known as Jorge Mario Bergoglio became Pope Francis in March of 2013. In becoming Pope, he became the first Pope from the Western Hemisphere, the first Pope from South America, the first Jesuit Pope, and the first Pope to take the name Francis. Jorge Bergoglio was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on December 17, 1936, to Italian immigrant parents. As a young man, he underwent surgery to remove part of one of his lungs due to a serious infection. He graduated from a technical school as a chemical technician and then began training at the Diocesan Seminary of Via Devoto. In March of 1958, he entered the novitiate of the Society of Jesus, better known as the Jesuits. He taught literature and psychology at Immaculate Conception College in Santa Fe, Argentina, in 1964 and 1965, and also taught the same subjects at the Colegio del Salvatore in Buenos Aires in 1966. He studied theology and received a degree from the Colegio of San Jose from 1967 to 1970, and finished his doctoral thesis in theology in Freiburg, Germany in 1986. He was ordained to the priesthood in December of 1969 and began serving as Jesuit Provincial of Argentina in 1973. In May of 1992, he was named titular bishop of Alca and auxiliary bishop of Buenos Aires. And in February of 1998, he became Archbishop of Buenos Aires, succeeding Antonio Guaracino. 3 years later, in February of 2001, he was elevated to cardinal by Pope John Paul II and named the cardinal priest of St. Robert Bellarmino. In 2005, he was named the president of the Bishops' Conference of Argentina, and he served in that position for 6 years until 2011. It has been rumored, though never confirmed, that following John Paul's death in April of 2005, it was Bergoglio who received the second most votes in the papal conclave to Pope Benedict XVI. When he addressed the crowd following his election as Pope, he echoed the words, in many ways, of Pope John Paul II in 1978. The new Pope Francis said, "As you know, the duty of the conclave was to appoint a bishop of Rome. It seems to me that my brother cardinals have chosen one who is from far away. Here I am. I would like to thank you for your embrace." But it was not his words that first made the biggest impression on people. It was his actions. From returning to the hotel where he'd been staying prior to the conclave to pay his bill himself rather than sending an assistant, to the fact that he chose not to live in the Apostolic Palace, as popes had done for centuries, but rather in the Santa Marta guest house on the Vatican grounds in a simple two-room suite. 8 months after his election, Pope Francis published his apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, a detailed vision of the program for his papacy and his vision for the church, particularly the church's outreach and its response to challenges posed by secular culture. In the document, the Pope called on Catholics to go out into the world, sharing their faith with enthusiasm and vitality by being living examples of joy, love, and charity. An evangelizer, he said, must never look like someone who has just come back from a funeral. As we celebrate Pope Francis's birthday today, I'd like to leave you with a few more of his more memorable quotes. Here are a few. The media only writes about the sinners and the scandals, but that's normal, because a tree that falls makes more noise than a forest that grows. I prefer a church which is bruised, hurting, and dirty because it has been out on the streets, rather than a church which is unhealthy from being confined and from clinging to its own security. God never tires of forgiving us. We're the ones who tire of seeking His mercy. How can it be that it is not a news item when an elderly homeless person dies of exposure, but it is news when the stock market loses 2 points? Find new ways to spread the word of God to every corner of the world. I am a sinner. This is the most accurate definition. It is not a figure of speech or a literary genre. I am a sinner. The world tells us to seek success, power, and money. God tells us to seek humility, service, and love. And finally, this quote from the Pope, who has made a focal point of his ministry, the care for the poor. A simple lifestyle is good for us, helping us to better share with those in need. Happy birthday, Pope Francis. We'll see you next time. Enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.